everyone. My name is Derek Van Dam, and welcome to another segment of Make a Difference Radio. Our show airs every Wednesday at 10 a.m., and each week we spotlight a different nonprofit organization and the people and businesses that support them. We are trying to create an awareness of the cause and assist them in spreading their message, as well show the community ways that they can get involved with helping them. We'll be placing a strong emphasis on corporate responsibility because it is now more important than ever that businesses do their part to help these great organizations. The show is brought to you today by Swipe for Change, whose mission is to create consistent and recurring donation streams for nonprofit organizations by leveraging businesses' merchant accounts at no additional cost to the business. Please visit swipeforchange.com or call 1-800-219-5727 for more information. Well, our topic today is called Closing the Opportunity to Divide, and we have a number of guests with us here today from Europe Atlanta. Let me start off by introducing Jessica Harris. Jessica, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Hi, Derek.
Great. Well, Jessica, I was hoping maybe you could give us a little bit of a background on Europe Atlanta. How did the organization start, and what are the primary things that you do?
Actually, Europe is a national organization. We're recognized in 9 different sites across the U.S. We're relatively new in the Atlanta area, so we started in 2008 with our first class of students in 2009. So you're probably wondering, what class of students and what do we do? So we actually connect 18 to 24-year-olds to corporate experiences and training in information technology. And we do that through 3 main ways. So we find it extremely important for our young adults to be skilled in soft skills. You have to make sure when you walk into a building and you're about to you make sure that you know how to look someone in the eye and shake their hand. You suit up and you show up and you know how to be proactive. Another part of the program is technical training. So within information technology, we make sure that students are prepared to go into entry-level positions in Fortune 500 companies and top companies in Atlanta. They learn skills such as hardware, software, networking, project management, and business communications. And then another part of the program, which we find to be extremely important, is the high level of support and guidance that our students are provided through mentoring, which you'll hear from one of our mentors a little bit later on in the program. Also through volunteers and our student services, which provides everything from helping students with housing, helping students with making sure that their personal lives are stable so that they're able to actually go through the program.
That's great. So basically, you're giving an opportunity to provide training so that people can have the skills that they need to enter the workforce. And it sounds like you're not just focusing on the actual material itself, but you're also focusing on some of the intangibles. I like that. The part about looking in the eye, strong interview skills, all of that's very important in finding a position.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a huge disconnect between the jobs that are actually available in our current economy and those who are able to fill them. And we want to make sure that, you know, there's a huge need within the Atlanta business community in terms of who can fill these positions, who has the aptitude to do so, and also the technical training. So when our students are finished with our program, you can trust that not only are they able to do the actual job, but you know that they're going to be proactive individuals who are comfortable with representing representing your organization or your business in very important ways.
That's great. Yeah. That we've had previous talks on other shows in reference to the big STEM initiative in the United States, really putting a big focus on science, the technology, which obviously you're a big part of, engineering and math. And how there's such a big need for that in the U.S. The statistic that I heard recently is that if we had the positions that we could fill in those 4 fields, our unemployment rate would easily be 2 percentage points lower than what it is right now, because there is a plethora of jobs in those arenas available. But unfortunately, because of the lack of skill set from people in the U.S., a lot of those jobs are going to people overseas that we could be, you know, doing right here in the United States and right here in Atlanta.
Exactly. And actually, there was an article out earlier this year from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution talking exactly about that. And so when you think about unemployment, the unemployment rate, even in Georgia, which I believe at this point is at 9.9%, we often try and think about how are we going to create new jobs. But there's actually, they stated in that article, there's about 4,400 open jobs within the IT field itself alone. But the issue is not that those jobs obviously aren't there. The jobs are not being filled because employers are having a hard time finding applicants that can successfully fill those jobs. So YearUp is that bridge between those two sectors, and we find that to be extremely important. So if we're going to take our economy to a new level and really address the issues that are happening, it's going to be really important that we connect to those sort of forgotten areas. So when you start talking about STEM, for us, 18 to 24-year-olds are some of the most unemployed or underemployed individuals in our country. So, like I said, YearUp is a very important step in making sure that we're closing that divide between what's needed, what's available in terms of positions, and what students and other people have to do in order to fill those positions.
Right. I believe I heard that the number of unemployed people in that 18 to 24 range is roughly double the national average for unemployment currently right now. And I just read something yesterday about this that said even so much as 1 year of post-high school education decreases that by 25%, that unemployment rate. And obviously having a full trade in something technologically based must reduce the number considerably farther. I'm sure you know those statistics better than I, but I think it's really great what you're doing here. You're meeting a very important need.
We are, and like you'll find out, we couldn't do it without our corporate partners. You'll hear from someone from AT&T, who's one of our corporate partners, who during the first half of the year, our students are being trained. They're being trained in IT skills, and they're being trained in those soft skills that we also find are really important. The second half of the year, they actually go into internships with some of those major Fortune 500 companies or major Atlanta staple companies that are here. And are able to gain real-world experience. And that's really important because, like you said, a lot of that demographic, they're not getting the skills that they need in order to go into those fields.
Great. Now, I had read a little bit about your organization, and one of the big things that I saw was something about opportunity divide. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and why it's so important?
You know, we talked about it a little bit, but it's really important because it represents the disconnect between people who a sector of untapped talent in our population that they're eager, they're ready to work, and they just haven't had the opportunity to break into the economic mainstream. And so that is what we term the economic divide, because there are the Annie E. Casey Foundation came out with a number a while back, which is since then increased, but somewhere around 60,000, even in just the Atlanta area, disconnected young adults. And by disconnected, they just have no way of connecting themselves to the economic mainstream, whether that's through positions or through education. And so we find this to be the first step. So even within our program, not only are we providing them with these skills, we're providing them with college credits so that once they leave the program, if they do decide to go into school, they already have a base, a nice base to springboard them into an educational, making sure that they get a foundation in education. And so when you think about the opportunity divide, some of us, we've all had areas in our life where we've had someone who's been able to connect us to whether it's people or positions that really have been significant in our lives to get us where we are today. And so YearUp is that for a lot of our young adults who did not have that opportunity, maybe grew up in places that are unstable or didn't have those opportunities to get there.
Great. Now, I understand you brought a couple of your students with you today.
We did. Actually, we have one current intern, Ariel, And we also have Marcus, who is a past student of Europe, who is doing very well at United Way.
Okay. Well, let's start with Ariel. Tell me a little bit about your experience.
Well, my experience here at Europe has been absolutely amazing. Every time I meet someone in the street or, you know, in a store or something like that, they'll see me in my business attire and they'll look at me and think about whether they'll ask me, well, where are you coming from? Where do you work? I'm telling them I'm a student of Europe Atlanta. And I've had several people come up to me and I've gotten several information packets for them about it. And I feel like if you really enjoy what you're doing and you really feel like you're getting something out of a situation, it's like my duty to take it to someone else, give them the information to put in their hands so they could have the same opportunity afforded to them.
That's great. Why did you choose Europe?
I chose Europe because at the point in time where I was in my life before I started, I was working what I felt was a dead-end job, and I couldn't go anywhere with it. And as far as me getting in school, I felt like, well, it's very difficult for me to make this decision, being able to pay for it and work full-time and go to school. I didn't know how that was going to work. And when I was told about Europe, I looked into it, and I was like, well, this is a win-win situation. There's no lose here for me.
Sure.
The only thing I'm losing is, well, nothing. So when I looked at it, it was like, okay, well, if I go here, I get college credit. Not only that, but I'll learn about the business world. And then I'll be able to get in school easier. I'll have a better understanding of what I want to do and be able to figure out at least what I don't want to do. And that's one good step in the right direction in my mind. So.
Sure. What were some of the tougher parts of the program for you?
I would say it had to be all in my personal life outside of Europe. My job specifically, that was a tough point for me because it was difficult. And they knew that I was going through school and going for something different, so it made it more difficult for me to still work where I was working. So in that sense, it was all in the personal aspect, but with the assistance of the staff at Europe, everything, you know, was made a lot easier. So I moved on from that job, I focused on Europe, and now I'm doing very well.
Sounds like Europe has really empowered you.
Definitely has, yes.
That's great. What were some of the high points of the program?
For me, the highest point is now here I'm an intern, as was said earlier, at Bank of America. And with the tools provided with me for Europe, I've been able to get a job offer from them, and I'll be starting work with them soon, shortly.
Wonderful. That's great.
Thank you.
So you would recommend this program to others?
Definitely.
That's great. Okay. Well, let's go over to Marcus. Marcus, tell me a little bit about yourself. Why did you choose Europe?
Hello, Derek, and to all of the listeners. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I moved here to Georgia 3 years ago in order to pursue a career in my secondary education in information technology and psychology. And I don't really feel like I chose Europe. I do feel like Europe chose me because I remember the interview process. I just asked them to just give me a chance, and they did, and I'm still running with it.
That's great. So you are an alumnus of the program now, correct?
Yes, correct.
So tell me a little about when you were going through the program yourself, what were some of the tougher moments for you?
What were some of the tougher points? Well, definitely punctuality. It was never one of my strong points. But during the process, I won perfect attendance. And it's an award that I will always remember and why I can still be punctual to this day.
Generally, I found that when people are really passionate about what they do, that becomes a lot easier. So obviously,
yeah,
this was something very important to you.
It was. It still is.
Great. And now that you've gone through the program, tell me how it's helped you. What are you currently doing now?
Well, I'm currently the IDA coordinator at United Way of Metropolitan Atlanta. IDA is for Individual Development Accounts. Some of the things that I've taken from Europe is definitely eye contact and just believing in whatever it is that I want to achieve, that it can be done and I can research anything and hold my own destiny.
Oh, so sounds like confidence is a big part of what this program instills in people.
Oh, confidence is the key point of the entire program.
That's wonderful. So you would also recommend this program to other people looking to do something along these lines?
Hands down, I would come through with it.
And I'm guessing that, Jessica, you were happy to have both of these students join the program.
Yes. For me, it's something that's amazing as a staff person of Europe to be able to see people literally transform before your eyes. You know, one thing that Marcus was talking about in terms of punctuality, we have a lot of rules at Year Up, and we call it the contract. And so one thing that we base our organization on is this high support and high expectation. So while we are really, we're there for our students in every way that we can be, but we hold them to a very high standard. In fact, the way that we really instill some of these values of making sure that you're punctual, making sure that you suit up and you are ready to work, is that on the contract, if you do not come on time, that not only affects the amount of points that you start with, we're on a point system, but it also affects the amount of stipend that you receive. So our students actually receive a weekly stipend. And so if you are late and you do not call beforehand, that's 25 points and $25. And it's a really great system because you realize, okay, well, this is important. If I don't think it's important in my head, most likely it's going to be important in my pocket.
Sure.
And so this is one way that our students are held to a really high standard. And we find that it works really well. You know, we haven't all had great role models to instill that in us from the beginning. You know, just like Marcus, I also sometimes being punctual is something that you have to work on, but it's important. And so realizing that those things are really important to your success in the future is crucial. And I think it's great that, you know, with Ariel and with Marcus, it goes to show with our program, you know, we have a really high success rate. And what we term that as is 4 months after students have graduated, we look for 85% of our students to be employed or in school. And luckily in Atlanta, we've actually surpassed that. So right now, our average in Atlanta is 87% of our students are either employed or in school within 4 months.
Fantastic.
Outside of the program. Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, it's a great place to be and to work and to see that transformation and have that firsthand of meeting some incredible people who really inspire you to keep going as well.
Great. So in addition to providing them with the skills that they need to be successful in the job force, do you also help them in finding a job?
We do, and that's a great question. So after the program, which the first half of the program, like I said, is intense training. They come to our office in Midtown from 8:30 to 3:30, and they are running from the time they hit the door in IT skills, business communications, and then the second part of the program, if you progress, so that point system I referenced earlier, if you reach 0 points, you have officially fired yourself from the program, and we use that language very specifically because it's something that we instill in our students and find very important that it's your responsibility. This is something that you want for your life, and you can have it. We're here for you. But if you get to the point where you have 0 points, then you have now fired yourself from the program. For those students who make it past the first intense section, they are assigned to one of our corporate partners to do anything from help desk. They do things like project management and other IT positions. And then after they graduate, we have a team of people who help them with their resumes, help them make sure they know how to interview. In fact, we have great volunteers that come in and do mock interviews with our students.
Great.
Give on-site feedback right after you've interviewed, and it prepares our students in a real way for what they can expect.
Great, and I guess that goes hand-in-hand in a perfect lead into the mentoring program that you discussed earlier. Tell me a little about that. I know you invited somebody to join us today.
Yes, we have Terry Doyle here today, which I'm very excited about. Terry is part of our mentor program as well, and what that really entails is after a student has been in our program for maybe a couple months, we then match them with a professional within the Atlanta community that really helps them grow in a different way. So, you know, they hear from our staff and our instructors all day long, every day. And as you know, that can be daunting, and sometimes you start to tune people out. So, you know, Terry and also Alicia, who you'll hear from later, are integral in making sure that our students understand what they can expect when they get into the professional world, I know with myself, when you move into the quote-unquote real world, it's helpful to have someone who's already been through it to help you,
sure,
to help and guide you. So
that's great. Well, Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Terry, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved.
Well, I spent 30 years as a manager in the oil business, dealing with all kinds of different people, I can assure you. And I decided I wanted to help out the community some way, to be a volunteer. I didn't really want to work at the food bank or whatever. And I saw in an ad for Year Up looking for mentors. So I checked it out, went down there, and saw they were doing an excellent job with young adults, training them in hard skills and especially in the soft skills. I was lucky enough to grow up in a family with two college graduates of my parents. You think everybody else is that way? Well, they're not. And
right.
I found out that real quickly. And my experiences brought to these young people has helped them, and it's helped me, too, to understand where they come from and how that can affect your life.
I've got to imagine that it feels pretty good to have that positive effect on someone else.
It's very good. My mentors, I have four mentees, I should say. The first one is a young man who had been passed around foster homes many times, was at the end of his rope, and he went to Europe. And he literally says it saved his life, and he's now working as an IT professional with Time Warner, doing very well.
That's great.
The second one is another fella who lost his father about a year before, and he was kind of floundering, a real smart, capable guy, and I helped him out. And the two I have now are two young guys who are really bright and trying to figure out where they need to move in the world. So I really enjoyed working with all four of them.
That's great. Would this be the kind of program that you would recommend for other mentors to join in? Have you found it to be something that's very worthwhile and rewarding?
Very much so. In fact, I've had a couple of my friends volunteer to be mentors, and they've got a new woman who works down there a year up named Rochelle. She's done such a great job of rounding up mentors, she hadn't been able to place my two yet, but I know she will. So they've done a great job. The big thing is the kids, I call them kids, 18 to 24, they're kids to me, I guess, they really appreciate it. You know, they like having somebody who's been in the real world, because like Jessica said, they get the theory all day. Then they meet me, they get the practice.
Sure.
So it's good for them to run into the real world. I'm sure Alicia will say the same thing and share what I know and both life experiences and work experience with them to help them out.
That's great. I guess everyone in their life, you know, really has a year up, you know, meaning a person that really helps them get to where they are today. Do you have an experience yourself of somebody that helped you?
Absolutely. I was telling Jessica about this. I was lucky enough to go to work for Exxon out of graduate school. And I thought I was a hotshot MBA, knew everything. I didn't know anything. And they kind of whipped me into shape. I had three guys I worked for who ended up moving on to be president of different divisions at Exxon who really whipped me into shape, told me the value of hard work, smart work, doing complete work, punctuality for you two over there. and above all, you know, just learn how to communicate and do complete work what your boss expected. I learned a lot, and that has paid off for me through my whole career. So I was very lucky to have mentors like that. Very, very lucky.
It's great to have an opportunity to kind of pay it forward and help other people in the same way you were helped.
That's exactly how I look at it. You know, you kind of, it's a circle of life, maybe. You pass on what you learned to the next generation, which hope they can use and improve upon. And in this generation, the one thing I learned from working with the mentees is it's a whole different world technology-wise than what I grew up in. I mean, I like to talk on the phone. They like to text.
Yeah,
there's your first example of what I'm talking about. I'm sure you all can relate to that. But they really show me what – it's a different world. They go with the communicating things. So some of the basic business practices and life practices I pass on to them, they adjust to their life circumstances, which helps them in what they're going to be dealing with in their life. So it's worked out very well.
That's fantastic. Well, we also have another person that's been involved in the program with us today, and that is Alicia Macklin. Alicia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good. Can you tell a little bit about your role and how you've been involved in this?
I would be happy to. Let me just start by saying how I got involved. I have a family friend, my husband and Archie Jones, who's on the board of Europe Atlanta, went to college together. And one evening, Archie said, you know, hey, I volunteer for this great organization. I think you'd be a perfect candidate. And the rest is history. I have been integrally involved with Europe since then. I sit on the Leadership Council. That was my first assignment. And what we do is really try to raise awareness, you know, about Europe within the community. We're always searching for corporate partners, different affinity groups, anyone that we can spread the word. They call it friend raising. So anyone that we can tell about Europe who would like to get involved and be a part of the organization. The Leadership Council is made up of a great group of people. They're from all walks of life, from many different industries. And we meet on a monthly basis and share ideas. We've Jessica has really helped us figure out how to reach more people, and we've broken into sub-teams, and we're just doing so much more to try to get out there and increase the awareness of Europe in the community.
Well, you know, there's been some talk here about internships, and I know that that's something that you're involved with. How do internships and these partners play an important role in all of this?
Well, you know, as others have said, it really gives that Europe student a real-life experience of what it's like to be working in the company. Really, it's a win-win. They learn what it's like to be working in a company. The company learns what it's like to have interns. And, of course, every company I think that we've talked to has had such a positive experience with their Europe intern, which drives them, you know, to want to have more and more interns. So, you know, they learn the real-life work experience. The company gets the benefit of a trained, ready-to-work employee, you know, that comes in positive and does a great job for them. AT&T in particular has Christina Hubbard, who's one of our interns. Actually, Christine is so wonderful. I have to go ahead and brag on her since I'm able to do that right here. While she is not my mentee, she reached out to me. My name is on the Europe website as part of the Leadership Council, and she sent me an email. She set up her own job shadow date. We had the best time. I mean, she asked great questions. I took her out to the 45th floor of the AT&T building, showed her around, and, you know, tried to give her even a different view than what she'd experienced already in her job and in her services with AT&T of what I do in network operations. So, you know, she took that initiative, and that comes from her training from Europe that made her reach out to me and want to learn more about AT&T. And I'm sure there are other examples of, you know, other companies. We do site visits. We brought 60 students over to the Technology Experience Center at AT&T, where they learned about all our products and all the latest gadgets that we have, and I got great feedback from them. I brought in my VP to give a short talk to the students that were there in that cohort, and, you know, he was even impressed with all the great questions that the students asked. So, you know, that is a way that a company can, you know, partner with Europe, sharing their businesses with the students there at Europe.
How is that? Excuse me. How is the partnership been advantageous to AT&T?
Well, as I said, they get a trained, a well-trained, well-motivated, positive, committed employee in the end. I mean, they get a product because during that 6 months, those students are ready to work. We also have in our emerging devices organization another student, and I don't know his name, but I've heard he's done great things. Another lady that I work with at AT&T, her name is Stacy Brown, has become very active as well with Europe, and I've heard her say he's done a great job there in their organization. So the company benefits by getting great work from
great.
The student.
That's awesome. So I think it's safe to assume that AT&T has found this program beneficial to them. And is it also safe to assume they would recommend this to other companies?
I would definitely say that AT&T would recommend this to other companies. As a matter of fact, we have just signed on to take another intern in another department starting in the next couple of weeks at AT&T. And actually, this is within my organization, so I know the lady who will be working as the facilitator for the student. And, you know, she has great experiences with taking in interns and giving them quality things to work on and giving them exposure to other parts of the business. Where else can you have someone come in and learn your business, you know, at in a low-risk environment? You know, you're bringing in, you know, students in these intern roles that you can then evaluate them and judge them and see how well they'll perform and, you know, easily transition them into a position within your organization.
So, Jessica, I'm assuming that the relationship with AT&T has worked out to be very fruitful for you?
It's been fantastic. AT&T, like Alicia was saying, has been a part of Europe for a little while and in a very intense way, and intense in the best way possible. So on so many levels, AT&T has been able to help us provide with mentors, like Alicia was saying, has spread to different departments within the company, and it's really great. Everything, and thank you, Alicia, for all the things that you've been saying, because it's just a testament to even in this economy. So the way that the relationship works is when you have an internship, our partners understand that we are providing a real service to them by providing students who are pre-trained, pre-screened. You get to see how students work and then fold them into the culture of your company. So it's a real stream of untapped talent that they recognize. And our corporate partners actually pay to have our interns in their office. And in a time when, you know, money is really running short, we're able to still keep corporate partners who understand that the value of what they're getting is worth every penny.
That's great. Yeah. Wow. You know, we're here on this show. We're big on corporate responsibility, so we like to hear any situation where that happens. But it sounds to me like it's a win for both organizations here.
I did have one more point, and Jessica, maybe you could help me refresh me about it, but AT&T partnered with Europe earlier in the year with a grant.
Yeah.
Wasn't that right?
Exactly. And actually, so currently, Europe serves 160 students per year, and that's over the course, there's two sections, 80 twice a year. And we are actually looking to expand in 2013, and part of that expansion project had to do with expanding our site. So earlier this year, AT&T actually provided computers, expanding one of our rooms so that we can better serve our students as they transition out of the program. And I believe it was $160,000. So it was an amazing gift. And once again, they understand what Europe Atlanta means for the Atlanta community and business community. So it's been an extremely fruitful partnership so far, and we have others as well that really understand the value that Europe brings.
That's great. Well, Alicia, I'm going to ask the same question for you that I did for Terry. What was your own personal Europe moment? Was there somebody that helped you in your life that made you think that this would be a great relationship for you?
I did. At a time when I was working in my career and kind of said, you know, I'm not moving forward, my general manager at the time said, you know, I think you just need a little bit more exposure, and I would encourage you to go back to school and get an advanced degree. And you know, I had two small children. I've worked long hours, and I said, you know, I just don't know that. I don't think that's the right time. I don't think that's the right thing. But he pushed me and said, you need your education. It'll help further your career. I want you to do it. So I went back and got my MBA. So that was my year up moment. It was actually like 2.5 year up moment.
Terry, do you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, I'd like to add something to what Alicia and Jessica said. AT&T is a very big company, and a lot of the companies that work with Europe are very big companies. But anybody out there who works with any kind of organization or business, and I work with a couple of businesses right now, they're in the $5 to $20 million sales range. Year Up has some great students that you work in your operation. You could have them do many different things. One of the Year Up students works for Auto Trader and actually does sales. Another one I'm right now works in the pharmacy at Kroger. So there's all kinds. These Year Up students have all kinds of capabilities, IT being the leading part, but have a bunch of other capabilities. So anybody out there who's got a business, you really ought to check and look to hire a Year Up student. I'm speaking as a businessman with 30 years' experience. I'd hire them. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, that's great to know. It's nice to know that there are other avenues that people can take on a student as something other than just the technology piece. That's good for the listeners to know, because if that's an equal piece of it. Obviously, a lot of the skills that you're teaching there in terms of confidence and ability to do well in an interview and other things of that nature, I mean, they're going to help regardless of the position you're applying for. Those are just key skills in terms of entering the workforce. But I love the corporate partnership idea. I think that this is fantastic that the business community is working so closely together with you, and sounds to me like you obviously think it's worked out real great.
No, it's been fantastic, the entire thing. And, you know, it's great because one thing about Europe that I realized when I came on almost a year ago is that it really is, we keep saying win-win, but it really is in so many ways. And so, you know, when you have an internship partner that needs someone to fill an entry-level position and you can trust what's coming into your building, you know, the interview process is always a toss-up. And them being able to see a student who you know has been through a lot, you know, everybody has a story, but our students really do take what they've learned in their past life and apply it in a really strong way. And so what's beautiful is that everybody can kind of connect to Europe in a very specific way, like Alicia was saying and Terry. We all have our year ups. I had parents who were adamant about education and always wanted to know, so what are you going to do? What do you love to do? What are you passionate about? And so when you have someone who you know has your best interest in mind, you can go a lot further.
So your parents were your own Europe.
They sure were.
That's great.
They sure were.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how some people can help out the organization. I think that that's a big piece of this as well. If somebody wants to, let's say it's a business, okay, that would be interested in bringing a student on, what would be the best way for them to become engaged?
You can actually become engaged in several ways. So we have our internship program, which is a huge way to get involved. You can contact Europe. You can either go online at www.europe.org and go to the Atlanta location and contact Deprese Wadi. That's D-E-P-R-I-E-S-T, Wadi. And he's a person you should talk to. He can tell you a bit more about our process and how we onboard students, how we look at our students very closely and match them with the needs of each company individually. I mean, our team goes through, we're actually going through it right now, the current cycle of students are being matched with their interns and are going to be going on to internship in a couple of weeks, actually.
Great. And if an individual out there would be interested in contributing to the organization, be that from a volunteering of their time or from a volunteering of finances, which obviously is a big part of what helps the organization continue to run, who would be the best person for them to speak with there in reference to that?
That would be me, is great that I'm here. So you can actually reach me by the same thing. You can go online or you can email me at jharris01@yearup.org. There are several ways. We always say you can contribute and you can connect in a lot of different ways. So you can contribute your time and talent. We have several different ways that you can connect in terms of volunteer experiences that really are one of a kind. I mean, we have people who come in and do mock interviews, like I mentioned earlier. You can be a mentor, which is kind of our like gold star, most time consuming, but also can be the most rewarding in a lot of ways. And we have other ways that you can come in. We provide clothing for our students sometimes. So if you wanted to lead a clothing drive at your office, that's a great way to get involved. And so if you're interested, you should contact me at 404-249-0300, extension 4022.
Well, that's great. Jessica, thank you. Oh, well, hold on. Terry, something else?
Well, I think she mentioned this, but Europe Atlanta has a great website. You can go to the website and find a lot of the email addresses and things she mentioned in case you didn't get it down. The website has a lot of this, has a lot of good information about Europe's worth checking.
Alicia?
Yes, I'd also like to address any affinity groups out there, any women's organizations, any employee resource groups at other large corporations. Europe is a great organization to partner with. Whether, you know, I'm a part of the women of AT&T, and I reached out to the women of AT&T and was able to get many mentors that we've been able to bring into Europe. So any specialized group that, Latin American Association, Greek Panhellenic Association, anyone out there that isn't a part of those groups, we'd really, appreciate, you volunteering or have members from your organizations volunteer with Europe.
Great. Jessica?
And, sometimes it can be an overwhelming come volunteer at this place that you kind of know some information about. So if you're just looking to get sort of a taste of what Europe really is, you want to meet a couple students who they are very excited to meet people who come into the organization. We have a couple events coming up, actually, very recently. We'll be graduating another 55 students, actually, on January 30th.
Wonderful.
Which we're very excited about. And actually, Ariel is one of them. so that's on January 30th. Once again, you can find that information online. And you can also contact me about a site tour. You really get a great experience when you come to our site and see the energy that's in on our floor with all of our students. You get to meet instructors. And that's actually happening on February 8th and February 15th between 12:30 and 1:30.
That sounds great. I, if it's okay, I would like to go on a tour myself.
You're welcome to come.
I'd love to.
I'm signing you up right now.
I'm really impressed with what your organization's doing. I mean, it's addressing a very important need that we have. And I just think it's wonderful what you're doing. It's a great organization, and I'm really hopeful that a lot of people out there that are listening to the show today will support you because you know what you're doing is a very important service to the local community and to the country. So thank you so much. Well, I'd like to thank all of our guests that we had on today: Jessica, Alicia, Terry, Ariel, and Marcus. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, and this is Derek Van Dam signing off for Make a Difference Radio.